right after the international news.
Friends, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Sporty greetings to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sunny Young in Washington. Welcome to the October 18th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. We kick off Monday's show with Egypt and Liverpool football star Mohamed Salah, who was named Man of the Match after a marvelous performance against host Watford over the weekend. Joining us with more details is Prince Nesta. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egypt's talismanic striker Mo Salah scored a wonder goal and added two assists to ensure Liverpool cruise to a 5-0 win against Watford. Senegalese pizza Sadio Mane's opener and Brazilian striker Roberto Firmino's hat-trick cemented the Reds' emphatic victory at Vicarage Road. Salah scored his 7th goal in just 8 league matches this season, prompting Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp to describe him as quote-unquote the best player in the world right now.
He's phenomenal, so what can we say? He's for sure in the moment the best player in the world. I know we only have to answer this because we get asked now from everybody, but it's no problem. Why we should not mention it when it's the case? He's in a top shape, he's doing pretty good, and it's really nice watching him. And that was a top-class performance, even without the goal. If he wouldn't have scored today, it was an unbelievable performance. First half already, but the triangle, how they moved, how they played together, that was really exceptional.
There was Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp heaping praises on two-time African Football of the Year Mo Salah after yet another masterful performance against Watford. The win was a nightmare start for Watford's manager Claudio Ranieri, who will be remembered for guiding Leicester to a shock title win during the 2015-2016 season. The 69-year-old, whose team's next matches include a trip to Everton next week and matches against Arsenal, Manchester United and Manchester City, shared his thoughts about the match.
I think that we considered too many chances to them, of course. Liverpool is a very fantastic team. When I came, I knew I had to work very, very hard. We consider some goal were some hour present for them. They don't need this. But I'm sure we can improve. We had to improve.
That was Watford's new boss Claudio Ranieri after his team's loss to Liverpool in the Premier League. Meanwhile, Manchester City secured a 2-0 win against Burnley at the Etihad Stadium, thanks to goals from Bernardo Silva and Belgium playmaker Kevin De Bruyne. Just last week, the out-of-favour English forward of Jamaican descent Raheem Sterling sent signals that he would consider moving away from the club in search of regular playing time, prompting a reaction from City boss Pep Guardiola.
Raheem is our player, has been, is, and hopefully will be an incredible, important player for us. So I don't know if he won't play game time more, like Riyad when he doesn't play, complain, like Joao doesn't play, complain. There are some players, complain, want to play all the time, but I cannot assure them. So they know it. I spoke many times about them. I cannot assure how many minutes every player is going to play. So and always they have to speak on the grass, on the pitch. That is the best moment. Not Raheem, all of them. So, and they have opportunity because they know they're going to play minutes. So I'm not a guy who only play 11 players and that's all. So all of them are involved and the moment is there. So what's going to happen? What I want from Raheem and from everyone is be happy. They have to be satisfied to be here. They have to be delighted to be in this club. If this is not the case, they are free to take the decision for the best for him, for the players, for the families, for all the people who love them. So this is the most important thing. They have to be happy. Give more time. I understand completely. I was a football player and all the time I want to play. So I'm not an, it's not an exception. So, but not just Raheem, all of them want to play every game 90 minutes, but I cannot give them, I cannot assure them. So they have to prove every training session and on the pitch and try to be happy there. So it's only I can say.
The 26-year-old's contract with City expires in 2023, and he has previously revealed his admiration with Spanish clubs such as Real Madrid. Ben Chilwell's first half strike was enough to ensure Chelsea returned to the top of the Premier League after earning a hard-fought 1-0 victory against Brentford, while Manchester United were hammered 4-2 by Leicester City, courtesy of a sensational goal from Jamie Vardy. Youri Tielemans, Kagla Sayunku and Zambian footballer Petson Daka. Mason Greenwood and Marcus Rashford scored the Red Devils' consolation goals. Here's Manchester United and the Fire manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's reaction after seeing his team's 39-match away unbeaten streak snapped off.
When you look at the game after, the four goals we concede are all very poor. And when you concede four goals and perform like we did, we don't deserve to continue that run. So definitely performance was very below par and not good enough.
Manchester United's French playmaker of Guinean descent Paul Pogba did not mince his words when assessing United's sloppy showing against Leicester City.
To be honest, you know, we've been having those kind of games for a long time and we haven't found the problem. We need to find what's the problem to concede goals, easy goals, say stupid goals, when we know those games when you play in this pitch, the fans gonna push, gonna put pressure on us and everything. So we need to be more mature, I think. We need to play with more experience. Arrogance in a good term, meaning that we're there, we have to take the ball and play our football. But now you have to find what's the key of this change and this game that we lose, because I think we deserve to lose today.
That's French playmaker of Guinean descent Paul Pogba sharing his thoughts on his team's performance after their loss to Leicester City. English forward of Nigerian descent Bukayo Saka, Gabon talisman Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang and Ivorian forward Nicolas Pepe today expected to lead Arsenal's charges against Crystal Palace at the Emirates Stadium. The Gunners will be looking forward to extending its unbeaten league run to 5 matches, but faces a tough test against Patrick Vieira's Eagles, who've only taken 7 points from 7 games this season. The Frenchman captained the Gunners to 3 Premier League trophies under Arsene Wenger before leaving for Juventus in 2005. Moving on to the French league, French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe scored a late winner as French leaders Paris Saint-Germain came from behind to beat Angers 2-1. The Parisians played the game without 6-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi, its fellow countryman Angel Di Maria and Brazilian superstar Neymar were all rested after making long-distance trips to South America during the international break. French footballer of Moroccan descent Matteo Guendouzi scored twice, while French midfielder of Senegalese descent Boubacar Camara and Polish striker Christian Milik added a goal each to ensure Marseille cruised to a 4-1 victory against Lorient. In other fixtures, Cameroonian forward Karl Toko Ekambi and Belgian defender of Congolese descent Jason Denaya registered their names on the score sheet as Lyon beat Monaco 2-0 to move up to 5th place in the French league, while Congolese footballer Vital Nsimba's sole goal ensured Lille suffered their 4th defeat of the season after going down a 2-0 in the hands of newly promoted Clermont on Saturday. Moving on to the Spanish league, Spanish footballer of Guinea-Bissauan descent Ansu Fati, Dutch footballer of Ghanaian descent Memphis Depay and Brazilian playmaker Felipe Coutinho scored to help Barcelona secure a 3-1 comeback win against Valencia, while Sevilla moved up to 3rd place in La Liga after earning a 1-0 win against Celta Vigo. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nestor.
Thanks for that spicy football package, Prince. Prince spotlighted yet another masterful performance by Liverpool star Mo Salah. The Egyptian's goal against Watford was his 104th career English Premier League goal, tying him with former Chelsea star Didier Drogba for the most goals scored by an African player in the league. For reaction, Iron Mike Mbonye contacted African football analyst Emmanuel Akara.
I want to start by congratulating Mohamed Salah for hitting the epochal milestone of 104 EPL goals scored on day 8 of the ongoing season to equal Didier Drogba's 104 EPL goals, which he scored during his time with Chelsea Football Club. From the way things are, just match day 8, Salah may likely hit 120 EPL goals, barring injuries, Nations Cup assignment, and the loss of form. And the way it is, the Egyptian can literally said to be on fire, and Liverpool stands to benefit from it immensely. And not only that, the pattern of play Liverpool has adopted, the direct approach, so to speak, has made it possible for Salah to score, and the best is yet to come for the prolific Egyptian goal merchant.
Another African player, Sadio Mane, also of Liverpool, has scored 100 Premier League goals. Is it a sign of good things to come for African players in the English Premier League?
I'm not too surprised that Sadio Mane has equally clocked his 100th EPL goal. And the way it is also destined to go places this season. He might also surpass Didier Drogba's 104 EPL goals scored during his time as Chelsea. And the Senegalese is also chasing his compatriot, that is Mohamed Salah, as his African compatriot, Mohamed Salah. And the way it is, both players are working in a symbiotic manner. The two goals scored in the past two matches by Sadio Mane came through assists from Mohamed Salah. Before this time, many felt that there was a grudge between both players, especially on the part of Sadio Mane, who felt that Salah would not pass to him. Now Salah is serving in sumptuous balls and is scoring. And the way it is, it's going to be a neck-and-neck competition for the EPL Golden Boot. At the end of the day, Liverpool Football Club would benefit immensely and may likely carry the EPL league title this season.
It's like the 2020-2021 Golden Boot Award in the English Premier League will be a horse race between Mohamed Salah, Sadio Mane of Liverpool, and Romelu Lukaku of Chelsea, all players of African descent. What's your take on this?
For now, we'll say the race is between Mohamed Salah, Sadio Mane, and Romelu Lukaku. Even though he plays for Belgium, he's of African descent. And right now, Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane are ahead of Romelu Lukaku. But it's going to be a neck-and-neck two-horse race between Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane. And the beauty of it all is that Mohamed Salah and Sadio Mane are working in a symbiotic manner to ensure that their team gets the necessary points at stake, not minding each person's individual ambition for the season. So the season looks very interesting. Harry Kane may join the party at the end of the day, but this season, I don't think Harry Kane will win the Golden Boot. I just want to wish all the players the very best in the days ahead.
That's African football analyst Emmanuel Akara. And he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Lagos, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Olise, former captain and coach of the Super Eagles of Nigeria. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
On the next Straight Talk Africa, we're looking at the Me Too movement's effect on Africa's women. How global and inclusive is it really? And is the global movement helping or hurting the fight for women's rights and safety in Africa? Be sure to join me, Heidi Adams, on the next Straight Talk Africa, this Wednesday at 18:30 UTC.
Thanks, Heidi. Now let's go to Accra, Ghana, where the African Swimming Championships ended Sunday. Joining us now from Accra is Yao Afusu Larbi. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sunny. The curtains have drawn down in Accra at the 14th Ghana Africa Seniors and Juniors Swimming Championships, with South Africa and Egypt the biggest winners of the competition. The competition, hosted at the Trust Sports Emporium, saw over 400 swimmers in the capital of Ghana for the week-long event, which ended on October 17. At the end of the championships, 11 new records were set, with South Africa and Egypt showcasing their prowess in the water, winning a combined 197 medals in the juniors and seniors events. South Africa topped the medal table with 57 overall. One of their 24 gold medals in that haul included a record-breaking one from Martin Bindel, who took apart a 13-year-old record in the men's 200-meter backstroke, previously held by countryman George Durand.
Yeah, obviously, yeah, it's been a long month for me, coming off the FINA World Cups in Europe, you know, Berlin, Budapest, a lot of hard racing, short course obviously as well. So it's come here, you know, it's always a huge honor representing my country. And I mean, I know it was a 12-year record, so obviously really excited. George Durant is someone I look up to. He's a personal friend of mine. You know, being the African 200-meter backstroke record holder, long course, it's someone I try, kind of, that's been mentoring me for quite some time. So I really look up to him. So to have gotten that record, ecstatic.
The championship, though, truly belonged to Rebecca Medere, who won an astonishing 11 gold medals, the most by a single athlete at these games, and along with it, the prize for the best female swimmer of the competition.
We're feeling a little bit rough, but yeah, that's where all the hard work and the training comes into play. I mean, if you're used to finishing the week off strong and finishing the week off hard and fast, your racing will come through like that. So it's just about building racing endurance now, and that's what this gala is about.
Amidst the dominance of South Africa and Egypt, though, there were some other stories of triumph. Cape Verdean teenager Jayla Pina won her country's first ever medal in the swimming championship, storming to a bronze in the women's 100-meter breaststroke. It is a medal she believes will help propel her career to the next level.
Yeah, this is definitely a big step for me and definitely for my country, and I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the future.
Host country Ghana finished with just two medals at the end of the competition, but it was their efforts off the pool that truly captured people's imagination. Only given the nod in June this year to organize the championship, Ghana had only 3 months to pull off the competition, and they delivered spectacularly, even drawing praise from General Secretary of the Confederation of African Swimming Associations, Mohamed Diop.
We are very happy. First, because it is in the difficult time, in the COVID pandemic, it's not easy to organize some things. And also, the federation decide to combine junior and senior championships. Why? It will a difficult challenge. But the Federation of Ghana organized this competition, and we're happy.
All of the credit belongs to the folks at the Ghana Swimming Association, led by its president, Delphine Akwey, who explains why Ghana was trusted with organizing the competition in such short notice.
So we are very honored to host all the 42 countries as the Ghana Bureau members here for this competition. And we bid for this competition earlier in the year, and surprisingly, not to us though, they gave it to us because of what we did last year. Last year we hosted successfully the Ghana Zone 2 Championship. And I think they were impressed with us, you know, with the Ghanaian hospitality, and we like to do things well. So they said as well, if this comes to us as well, they had no doubt that we'll be able to manage to host this successfully.
Ghana has definitely outdone themselves, putting together one of the best Ghana swimming championships in history. One, the athletes say, they have truly enjoyed.
I've really enjoyed my experience. It's actually my first like African champs that I've been to. So I've actually really enjoyed the whole experience altogether. And the pool is such a nice pool.
It feels great. I've never been here before. Really awesome country, really nice people and very friendly. We're very grateful for Ghana, and the whole Egyptian team has been saying the same things I'm saying. So we're really excited for a great championship.
Yeah, the people are so friendly, and they treat you really, really well and nicely. So I've enjoyed the hospitality here in Ghana, which definitely helps when it comes to the racing. This pool's beautiful.
From Ghana, the Ghana Swimming Championships move to Tunisia next year. But before that, many of the African swimmers from this competition will immediately turn their attention to the FINA Championships in Japan, where they will not only be competing for their individual countries, but for the whole of Africa. For the Sunny Side of Sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
Thanks, Yao. Very nice report. And congratulations to Ghana, which, as Yao mentioned, hosted a successful African Swimming Championship on short notice. I encourage our Sunny Side of Sports listeners to follow me on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. And my Twitter handle is @VOA Sunny Sports. Once again, my Twitter handle, @VOA Sunny Sports.
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C.
Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
Hello, listeners. My name is David Temong, the Paralympic silver medal 2016, gold 2017, bronze 2020, Tokyo, Japan. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
David Among was one of more than 4,400 athletes who participated at this year's Paralympics in Tokyo, Japan. Paralympic officials and athletes like David Among say the Games can help change the perceptions of people with disabilities. In this Sunny Side of Sports Paralympics highlight for 2021, Magume Davis Rakawinj reports from Kampala, Uganda.
Nabo School, a professor of political science, says life was very hard while growing up. He faced discrimination and stigma as a little boy and even when he became an adult, but did not give up, mainly because of the encouragement he got from his family.
Amidst all the tribulations of negativity and still with apsparasphoresis, they could come up and tell me some of my strengths that I would capitalize on to be the kind of person that I'm created to be. So it's not been easy, but I've been helped by my parents and my godfather, who were so positive about the way of living. I remember the time of my, tribulations, whereby everything was bad about me. They were telling me negative stories about me, how I will not be able to get a job, how I will not work for corporate organizations, how I will not marry. I had to consult my mother. And I, almost on a daily basis, she could tell me, what they're telling isn't the truth. It's not the truth. It's not the truth at all.
In Uganda and other parts of Africa, some children born with disabilities are looked at as a curse and can be rejected and at times thrown out of their homes. Naboth is a living testimony that disability is not inability. He says he's glad Uganda has participated at this year's Paralympics and believes it will help amplify the voice of people living with disabilities.
To see a person with disabilities participating at the international level, it's a huge marriage to this country and Africa as a whole. Why? Because people will start looking at them as people with positive information, positive contribution, not only to their nation, but to the globe. I must say thank you very much for participants. are mostly those that managed to scoop silver and gold. To me, it was a message to the public, the message to the society, that what you actually see is not what actually is. Because now they have proved to the world that actually they have the potential, they have the skill, and they have the talent.
Ugandan sprinter David Emong managed a bronze in the 1500 meters T46 race to put Ugandan team on the medals table.
The way I trained, it was gold. You know, when people are pushing, people first spike me when now we are move. So now the spike first come now from my knee and disorganize me first. But I said, you know, I must die for my country. I must do everything for my country. Yeah, because I've been training for my country. I've been calling everyone now to pray for me. And God said, no, yeah, this is your medal. So I'm happy.
Although Ugandan swimmer Husna Kukundakwe did not win a medal, she was buoyant after a 100 meters breaststroke swimming race and said she's destined for greater things.
Uganda also has access to watch the Paralympics on TV, and just Africa in general will learn that people with disabilities are not castes to society, and they're just like normal people, and they need to do whatever they would want to do.
Husna's mother, Hashima Batamuriza, says she's glad her daughter competed at this year's Paralympics. She outlines the significance of such a games and advises parents with children living with disabilities.
It brings confidence into the people who are disabled. You know, these people lack confidence because every time they are in the public, people look at them differently. But when they happen to love themselves and become confident because of sports, it helps. In the Paralympics, we have a slogan that says, change starts with sport. My last message to the persons with disabilities and parents and guardians of people with disabilities, I would encourage them to love them, support them, like them, guide them, because that will make them better people in the society.
The Paralympic Games, or Paralympics, also known as the Games of the Paralympiad, take place every 4 years with international match sport events involving athletes with a range of physical disabilities, such as impaired passive range of movement, limb deficiency, such as amputation or dysmenia, leg length difference, short stature, hypotonia, ataxia, vision impairment, and others. The game started in 1948 in the United Kingdom with a dozen participants, but have since grown to attract thousands of competitors in different sports events. Sports analyst and reporter Ismail Dakaba Chigongo traveled with the Ugandan Paralympics teams to Tokyo, Japan. Dakaba says he was amazed.
I believe the impact of these games stretches way beyond the Paralympians. I think Paralympic sports explains a lot about the human spirit of resilience and everyone moving out of their comfort zone to do much more than they would have done. You see people who are able to jump and have no limbs. You see people who are able to swim without legs. You see people who are able to run without hands. When you see people who are able to swim with a single arm, some of the things that many able-bodied people are not able to do, for me, it explains a lot about the human spirit.
One of the most successful Paralympics games was held in London in 2012, where a short film was showcased. The film focused on some of the challenges faced by disabled people ahead of London 2012 games, and highlighted what impact the Paralympics Games had on changing attitudes and creating employment opportunities. After the London 2012 Games, research found that 1 in 3 people changed their attitudes towards people living with disabilities as a result of the Paralympics Games. The theme of 2020 Paralympics Games was Harmonious Cacophony, a beautiful world in which all kinds of striking difference coexist, a world where everything shines regardless. One where there are serendipitous encounters and chemistry between individuals, people, and technologies, you and I. Arigato, Japan. For the Sunny Side of Sports, I am Mugume, Davis Rakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.
Thanks, Mugume. Finally, I think you can say the sky is the limit for the Chicago Sky professional women's basketball team. The Sky won their first Women's National Basketball Association title Sunday when they beat the visiting Phoenix Mercury 80-74. Chicago won the WNBA Finals 3-1. Chicago's Kalia Copper was named the most valuable player of the WNBA Finals. Meanwhile, the National Basketball Association tips off its regular season Tuesday night with two games. The defending NBA champion Milwaukee Bucks will host the Brooklyn Nets, and that will be followed by a game between the Los Angeles Lakers and the visiting Golden State Warriors. And that wraps up the October 18th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.